and Voice News, your global link.
Government pledges support for repatriation of former President Lungu's remains. Kamfesa lawmaker calls for restraint on issuing divisive statements on the death of ECL. And bodies of school children found after bus swept away by South Africa floods. Good evening. With the main news, I am Margaret Mwanza. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwetwa says government will do everything possible to participate and facilitate the repatriation of the remains of late former President Edgar Lungu, who died last week in South Africa. Speaking during a press briefing today, Mr. Mwetwa, who is also chief government spokesperson, said government has been deliberate not to engage too much to give the Lungu family leverage to lead the way. Mr. Mwetwa said government will ensure it respects the bereaved family by waiting for the decision, which will be made from the consultative meeting involving government officials, family members and close associates of the late president. Mr. Mwetwa has also disclosed that government assigned Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Haimbe, to lead the Zambian delegates, including Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, to South Africa to oversee the repatriation of the remains of the late former president. Mr. Mwetwa called for calm and urged the public to refrain from making insensitive or inflammatory comments during the mourning period. Remain calm, government is cautious. This is a funeral and not a political fanfare, Mr. Mwetwa urged the public. Mr. Mwetwa has further emphasized that Belvedere Lodge remains the official venue for mourning the late former president and urged political players not to display disorder as there is no profit. Mr. Mwetwa says the nation will be updated following the conclusion of the consultative meeting regarding the repatriation and burial arrangement for the late former head of state.
The government has now dispatched the secretary to cabinet, Mr. Patrick Kangwa, who is the head of the civil service, given the nature of the transaction of this particular funeral. He is now in South Africa and part of the team that is representing government in engagement arrangements with the family and the Patriot Front, the party to which the former president was a leader, so that a way forward can be agreed to.
Earlier today, government announced that the remains of the late 6th president of Zambia, Edgar Lungu, will not be repatriated to the country today, Wednesday, 11th June 2025, as earlier stated. Kamfensa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has urged Zambians to desist from issuing decisive statements on the death and funeral arrangement of former President Edgar Lungu, not until negotiations between the Lungu family and government are concluded on the repatriation of the body. Mr. Kangombe said currently the body of the former head of state is in the hands of the family and will only be repatriated to Zambia once repatriation modes have been concluded with government. He said this when he featured on Christian Voice chatback program in Lusaka today. The former first family have already chartered a plane to repatriate the body, but government has since moved in to overtake proceedings, so Zambians should wait for the negotiations on who will repatriate the body, said Mr. Kangombe. He said that it is unfair for Zambians to criticize the Lungu family on the modes of repatriation, adding that the family is following instructions wished by the former head of state who sponsored his medical trip to South Africa before his death.
The family still has a role to play. Others are presidents, others are ordinary citizens. In this case, we have a challenge. The family has got their view on how President Edgar Chagwa Lungu should be buried. The state also has got its own views. For instance, the family has said, we will repatriate the body. We have capacity to transport the body from South Africa into Zambia. That is wish number one of the family. So I'm asking myself, as a young person in leadership, do we continue arguing over that issue, or we find some agreement? Is it a complicated issue for the family to transport the body?
The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has urged citizens to remain united and avoid political divisions during the funeral of late former President Edgar Lungu. ZAFOD Director Justin Bakali called on Zambians to put aside partisan differences and mourn the former head of state with peace and dignity. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka, Mr. Bakali emphasized the importance of national unity, especially during this period of mourning. Citizens have one Zambia that must be protected by all, said Mr. Bakali. Mr. Bakali also highlighted the late president's contribution to the disability movement, noting his appointment of a representative from the disability community to the Human Rights Commission.
As a disability movement, actually, we just want to appeal to all Zambians to mourn the late presidency in an honorable way and let his death not to divide the country. I know we have the Zambia after this loss that we have incurred as a country. We need really to see how we can come together. Let the funeral unite us. Let us not point fingers at each other to say this one and this one. We have Zambia that we need to protect, all of us.
The National Health Institute Management Authority, NIMA, in collaboration with Ecobank, has today launched the NIMA Ecobank Smart Pay platform aimed at improving accessibility to NIMA services and enhanced transparency and traceable of funds. Speaking during the signing ceremony of a memorandum of understanding between NIMA and Ecobank in Lusaka today, NIMA Director General Michael Njapau said the payment platform serves as a reliable, convenient and secure gateway for contributions and payments into the National Health Insurance Fund. Mr. Njapau highlighted the platform will also promote timely contributions and reduce defaults, which ensures the sustainability of the National Health Insurance Scheme. The platform is not just a technological advancement, but a reaffirmation of the shared commitment to serve Zambians efficiently, said Mr. Njapau. Meanwhile, Mr. Njapau said NIMA has, since inception, registered over 5.3 million principal members, with over 29,000 employers registered. He further said the authority is also working with phone companies to enable those without smartphones through USSD can have access to NIMA and contribute respectively.
This new payment platform we are engaged with Ecobank that we are launching today, developed in partnership with Ecobank, saves as a reliable, convenient and secure gateway for contributions and payments into the National Health Insurance Fund. It simplifies the payment process for our members, more so employers, to submit returns and pay contributions conveniently.
And speaking at the same event, Ecobank Zambia Managing Director Aina Moore commended the bank